Junior Story, God is Greater Than Keen's Fears, Chapter 4, Treasures Hidden in the Darkness. It was a blustery winter night. Ari was reading the Bible to Keen on his bed. "And I will give you treasures hidden in the darkness, secret riches," she read. "I will do this so you may know that I am the Lord, the one who calls you by name." Suddenly, a giant gust of wind blew against the house. The lights flickered and the room went dark. Keen yelled, grabbed Ari's arm, and began shaking. "Look up, Keen," said Ari. "Look at the stars on your ceiling." The stars glowed brightly, giving a soft glow to the room. "Remember who's up there?" she asked. Just then, Mom and Dad came in and saw Keen counting the stars. "I have an idea," said Ari. She hurried to her room and came back with a small bag. "Let's play a game."
"But it's dark," moaned Keen.
"Yes, we're playing Treasures in the Dark." Ari took a flashlight and shined it into the bag for a minute. "Now, everyone hide under the blanket," she said. "No peeking." She quickly hid several small glow-in-the-dark animals in the room. "Okay, I've hidden some treasures in the dark, and you each have to find one when I call your name." Keen was nervous. "Mom," called Ari. Mom hunted and found a monkey behind Keen's toy box. "Dad!" He searched the closet and found a glowing zebra. "Keen!" After watching Mom and Dad, Keen wanted a treasure too. He crawled around until he discovered a glowing whale on the windowsill. "I found it!" he shouted. They played until the lights came back on. In fact, it was such a fun game, they played it every Friday night, all winter long. Several weeks later, Ari saw Keen trying to push his bed one night. "Keen, what are you doing?"
"I want my bed by the window."
They pushed it across the room. "Do you want a nightlight there, too?" asked Ari.
"No! I'm not afraid. I see all the stars out the window, and I know who lives up there."
"Who?" asked Ari.
"My heavenly dad."
"That's right, Keen. He's always with us, and we're safe in his loving hands."